Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Drabenstadt, your host for our gastronomic tour of our region's amazing food scene. I'm here today with Damon Gundy, who's executive chef at The Dime in downtown Allentown. Located at the Renaissance Hotel on 7th and Hamilton Streets, The Dime is one of the restaurants that has been part of the downtown Allentown revival. Damon, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Thank you.
I enjoy hearing about how chefs got their start in the business. And a common theme is that they've had a love of food from early on, at a young age. Is that where your story starts too?
Kind of. Basically, I decided to go to Johnson & Wales in Providence, Rhode Island, and study culinary arts when I was 21. And I just took off from there, started working in hotels and resorts ever since.
Did you have an inkling before you were 21
in
teenage
years? I was a teenager
years?
Working in restaurants. Yep. Sweating behind the grill and just working hard.
And as they say, you got a little taste of it.
Yeah, I knew nothing about being a chef, but I was inspired about culinary arts and the art of food. And I learned the basics and the traditions of classical French cuisine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I read you offer locally inspired and locally sourced Pennsylvania American cuisine. That inspiration doesn't come just from the Lehigh Valley, but from all regions of the state, like Lancaster County and the greater Pittsburgh area.
Correct.
And Philadelphia. How does that inspiration translate into entrees and appetizers and things that you serve?
Okay. Well, the Dime and the Renaissance Allentown Hotel, we believe in being indigenous. So local ingredients are throughout our menu, starting with very local produce farms. Mm-hmm. Gotchell Farms, Primadora Farms, Wild Fox Farms. We participate in the spring and summer local Allentown Farmers Market right on the corner, downtown Allentown, across the street from our hotel, and as well as Valley Milk House Creamery, which is local cheese creamery, and we use her products. It's excellent. As well as, those are pretty much the main ones, yeah.
So some of those local ingredients, how might they resolve into a dish that would be creative but have a Pennsylvania flavor to it?
Right. So we were inspired by local ingredients, and we want to call those local farmers out on our menus. Mm-hmm. So we'll take traditional dishes and add the local Pennsylvania blue cheese. So basically you're getting a familiarity in the dish that we created. And then, bam, we hit you with some local ingredients.
Nice. Yeah. Very nice. What makes Pennsylvania distinctive from other parts of the country in terms of the cuisine or the techniques or the ingredients? What's special about Pennsylvania?
Let's see. That's a very in-depth question because there's differences across our whole country. People think of Pennsylvania Dutch, German background. They also think of meat and potatoes. That's a really hard question to zero in exactly. We just stick to the locality and some of the traditions, a little bit of the Pennsylvania Dutch, but not so much. We're more modern American, so we're trying to push the envelope of being more innovative today.
And I imagine the variety of farms and produce that we have around here, given the heritage of farming in this area, really helps in terms of your ability to be creative.
Correct. And having the ingredients, the spring and summer is amazing with all the fresh greens and produce, as well as New Jersey not being so far away. New Jersey tomatoes, asparagus, blueberries. People don't realize, but I think New Jersey is the largest producer in asparagus in the whole country.
Well, I didn't realize that. Yeah. I knew the Delmarva Peninsula produces quite a bit as well.
Okay.
But we're kind of in the epicenter of all that. So you can draw not just from Pennsylvania, but all these other regions too.
Correct, which is somewhat close. I mean, not too far away.
Right. How do you look to differentiate yourself in Allentown with all the other restaurants that have popped up down there and even with all the other restaurants in the Lehigh Valley? I know the scene has really changed here in the last 5 or 10 years, and you have something special going on. So what do you look to do to make yourself a little bit different?
Okay, that's a great question. So as I mentioned before, the Renaissance and the Dime Restaurant Bar, we follow brand standards as our core values of being intriguing, indigenous, and independent. And our service levels are far better than most restaurants and hotels. We are a community leader in partnership. We give over $50,000 a year in sponsorships and charity donations. Our care committee renovated St. Luke's Garden last year, as well as we assist in local Allentown feeding the homeless. And we also adopt families for the holidays. So we really are a forefront in our community, and that's how we differentiate ourselves from your average restaurant down the street.
That's really impressive, because I think out of all the things you mentioned, I think maybe only one or two were about the food.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the other things were what you're doing in the community to tie in. And how important is that as a restaurant to be part of the community, not just a food destination?
It's very important. We take pride in being a part of the Renaissance brand family, and the Dime Restaurant Bar is incorporated with that. So everything I just mentioned is very important to us as a team, as an ownership, as a company. Excellent.
I like to ask this of chefs, what sort of things do you cook at home? Because you're probably cooking all the time in the restaurant, but when you get at home, are you either making some cornflakes or omelets, or are you doing something a little more exotic?
Unfortunately, I'm not home enough for dinner with the wife and kids. So my wife is cooking most of the fast dinner foods. But I love my grill outside, so if I can get some steaks, tenderloins, fresh fish, shrimp, shrimp and chicken fajitas off the grill, you can't beat it.
So
flank steak.
What's a typical day like for a chef? I think people have this vision of the chef, sitting by the stove, managing mm-hmm. things. That's only a portion of your day, isn't it?
Correct. So it really depends on your responsibility and the position that you have to take in your property. So if you think of a restaurant chef, you're in charge of the restaurant. You have to manage the day-to-day operation. The Renaissance Hotel is a big property. The Dime Restaurant Bar is only one section of that. So as a whole, my experience is managing the day-to-day operations, scheduling, payroll, ordering, receiving, everything you can imagine. Cooking is an aspect of that that's few and far between for certain positions. But you're also there supporting the staff and the team. And at 8 o'clock on a Friday night, you're on the line, you're expediting. So basically, I'm the glue that helps hold everything together. So that question, it depends on the actual person and their responsibility for that operation.
So your operation would be a little bit more extensive and expansive, given that there's a hotel and a food service operation
Correct.
There in addition
Correct.
To the restaurant.
Correct, because the Dime Restaurant Bar would be cranking on a Friday night during a concert. We could have a corporate event in the ballroom upstairs. So there's a lot of different areas of service, and you have to be on top of everything. But like I said, you're there. My main purpose is to support the team and make sure everything is set up properly, and we're doing the best we can as a whole.
What one or two things do you wish the public knew about the restaurant business or your job as a chef? And this is a safe place to say that.
That's a great question as well. I like to think for our guests and the people that don't really think too much about what it takes to work in the back. Just feel confident that the staff that is working to provide service, good quality of food and service, takes pride in what they're doing. So when you're coming into a restaurant, you should feel confident that the staff in the back really take pride in what they're doing. They want to cook everything properly. They want to have great presentation. So that's just a different angle on going to eat at your favorite restaurant. Just know that the chef in the back is really enjoying what they're doing.
And speaking of people coming in enjoying the food, what advice would you share with guests to help them get the most out of their restaurant experience, whether it's at the Dime or anywhere else that they go to eat? What would you tell them to do, or what kind of advice would you give them?
That's a good question. We expect to be friendly and inviting, so respectful. Be respectful to the people that are working, with you and service you. That's always a good thing. And take chances. Order something that you've never eaten before. Look at something and be like, wow, I can't cook that at home, but I'm going to be able to get it here at the Dime. Perfect example is we do duck wings tossed in sweet and sour sauce. Now, as a team, we've never seen these duck wings anywhere else. We get the duck drumettes from Hudson Valley out of New York, and we confit them in their own duck fat for 3-4 hours. And then when they're ordered on the line, they get dropped in the fryer. We toss them with a fresh sweet and sour sauce, and you get 6 giant drumettes, and they just melt in your mouth. The meat falls off the bone. So something like that, when you're going to come to the Dime Restaurant and Bar, you're going to see that and you want to order it. So that's my advice, to take chances and get something that you've never seen before.
And some people might say, oh, I'm not sure if I like duck. And you're saying, just try it.
Tastes like chicken.
Now, what's the worst moment that you've ever had in the kitchen, at least one you're able to share on the public airwaves?
Well, we've all made mistakes. And me personally, when I was young in my career, in early 2000, probably working at the Boca Raton Resort, I was running down the hallway with a prep cart filled with food production, and I was pushing, walking fast down the hallway, and it hit some sort of crack on the sidewalk, and the whole cart tipped over. All the food was trashed and spilled everywhere. And I learned a valuable lesson that day is never push a cart, always pull it.
That's great. And to be fair, what's the best moment you've ever had in the kitchen or in the business?
Same time as well. Early in my career, Boca Raton Resort, great experience. That's in South Florida. Giant corporate groups would go to that property. And one year we did Outback Steakhouse, I guess, annual convention, 500 people, guests there for the weekend. On their Friday or Saturday night list of events, Jimmy Buffett played a private concert on the beach for all 500 people. We got off work, took our shoes off, went in the sand, watched a private concert. Jimmy Buffett performing to 500 Outback corporate people. So that's the perk of the business.
It's a lot of hard work, but sometimes there are surprises like that.
Exactly.
Well, Damon, thank you for joining us here at WDIY.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
I'm Mike Drabenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon.